This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, January 14th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, making inroads in the battle against lung cancer in Arkansas. After years of steady increases, the rate is dropping in the state.
Plus, shifts in how the testing for a GED certificate in Arkansas are conducted, and a closer listen to one of the bands scheduled to appear at the 2014 edition of Wakarusa.
First, discussion about the upcoming fiscal session and the 2015 budget begins today. The Legislative Council and Joint Budget Committee will hold 3 days of budget hearings before the start of the session on February 10th. Governor Mike Beebe's administration projected a $90 million increase in general revenue for the 2015 fiscal year that starts in July. Joint Budget Committee Co-Chair Representative Duncan Baird says the governor mentioned some specific areas that he wants to address.
One was public school funding, the other was the Department of Corrections and our inmate population. I think those were two specific areas that he has mentioned for using some of that additional revenue.
The legislature will also look into reauthorizing the use of federal Medicaid dollars for private health insurance options.
The outcome of a special election today for a Northeast Arkansas Senate seat could be a factor in the long-term viability of the state's Medicaid expansion. The race will determine whether Democrat Steve Rockwell or Republican John Cooper will serve the remainder of former State Senator Paul Bookout's term. Bookout, a Democrat, vacated the post due to ethics violations. Political analyst Jay Barth from Hendricks College says Bookout voted for the private option plan to expand Medicaid. That's a plan that will be under review by lawmakers during next month's fiscal session.
We know that there was not a vote to spare in terms of the Senate vote on the private option back in the regular session. So Governor Beebe and the leaders in the House and Senate who worked so hard on the private option are going to have to work really hard again to make it happen no matter what. And a loss for the Democrats in this race would ratchet up the pressure and make it more difficult. It doesn't make it impossible, but it certainly makes it more complicated.
Barth says it would be a risky move for lawmakers to take Medicaid coverage away.
We do know from past history that, you know, it's really hard to take away services from folks who have become used to getting them. And here we're not just talking about a handful of people who are getting the services, but we're talking, you know, tens of thousands of folks who now will, you know, enjoy this program for a period of months, and it's really hard to take that away.
Barth says lawmakers would not want to face a possible backlash for denying people health insurance coverage, and even if Democrats lose this election, he says it's highly unlikely the Medicaid expansion will be dismantled.
Arkansas candidate for Governor Asa Hutchinson yesterday offered the second policy initiative of his campaign. In Springdale, Hutchinson, who is vying for the Republican nomination, called for expanding computer science education by changing the law, allowing high school students to get a credit toward graduation through such a class, and making sure it's available in every high school in the state.
We have to educate our young people in the language of the workforce of the future, which is computer code. And when I talk about computer science, I'm not talking about the ability to do Microsoft Word or to keyboard. This is the ability to really write a foreign language, JavaScript. It's computer code that is the language of the workplace.
Hutchinson said it would help expand high-tech computer-related jobs in Arkansas. But the state Democratic Party argued in a statement that Hutchinson's record on education shows in the past he has worked to water down standards for public schools and voted against funding science education and reducing class sizes.
The Arkansas Department of Health is urging residents to get vaccinated for the flu after 15 people have died because of the flu virus so far this season. This year, H1N1 is the most prevalent type of flu. A strain that Carrie Krell with the health department says particularly affects adults between the ages of 25 and 50.
One of the reasons why we think is because generally people between the ages of 25 and 50 are fairly healthy. Unless they have a pre-existing medical condition, they usually don't have a high risk for flu-related complications. So what we're seeing is we're seeing more people in this age group get very sick, very fast, and have to go to the hospital because of flu.
Seven of the flu-related deaths to occur so far in Arkansas have occurred within that 25 to 50-year-old age demographic. Krell says aside from getting vaccinated, there are a couple of other precautions people can take to prevent the further spread of the virus.
One of the most important things you can do during flu season, besides getting the flu shot, is to practice really good hand hygiene. Wash your hands often. If you are going to be around someone who you know is sick, you know, try to avoid them as best you can. And if you do get sick, stay at home. Don't infect others.
Flu vaccines are available at pharmacies, doctor's offices, and local health department offices across the state. They are free for those who do not have health insurance.
The Fayetteville School District will be looking for a new superintendent. Vicki Thomas announced her resignation to the district's board last night. She says she is leaving June 30th at the end of her current contract to take care of an ailing relative in Texas. She's been the superintendent at Fayetteville School District since July of 2009.
Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 21 in northwest Arkansas, 27 for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny with highs from the lower to mid-40s tomorrow. And tomorrow night, a few clouds with lows between 25 and 28.